CitizenHealthRadio.fm. I am your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on the line with me today Sarah Clark. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tammy Lynn.
My pleasure. Your company is called Free Yum with two M's, Free Yum Foods. What is your company, Sarah?
Yeah, so Free Yum, the name sort of says it all. Free of the priority allergens and yummy. We're a new company out of North Vancouver, and everything we produce, like I said, is free of the priority allergens. Our goal is to make delicious food that's safe for sharing, especially amongst kids these days where allergies are on the rise. It's difficult to find something healthy to send to school or to share with snacks, and our delicious snacks are something that parents are just so excited to get their hands on.
For our listeners who don't know what the top allergens are, what are they?
Dairy, egg, wheat, peanut, tree nut, sesame, soy, sulfites, and seafood as well. But we don't obviously use seafood in our baked goods. So,
right. Well, Sarah, I mean, how in turn then do you make something taste good if you're taking egg out and you're taking dairy out and you're taking the sugar,
yeah.
or not sugar, but the wheat out? What do you
processed cane sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also, but you're right, we do also take out processed cane sugar and corn syrup. And a lot of people think once you take all of those things out, it's going to taste like cardboard. And I
sometimes
think that's because
does.
A lot of the gluten, pardon?
And sometimes it does. Tastes horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times because a lot of gluten-free products, they just use fillers, they use gimmicks. And instead of going down that route, we use very simple, healthy ingredients. We use pure oats. Apple, flax, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, our sweeteners, our natural sweeteners like maple syrup, honey, and they're just, it's good, real food, and it's astonishing how kids are just drawn to it, drawn to the flavors. It's just simple and healthy and delicious. Once you put it in people's mouths, they think, wow, that's really good. It doesn't matter that my kids don't have allergies. I feel good about serving this to them, and I can also feel safe about sharing this with their friends.
And in all honesty, your food is actually quite good. I went by your booth at a trade show and I tried, what's the one that has the chocolate with the chocolate?
Yeah, we have a chocolate ganache cake, little mini cake, and it's like a double chocolate whammy. And it's very decadent and delicious, you're right. But you know what? Surprisingly, Tammy Lynn, it's our bars that are like the one, they're the real hit with kids. Just very simple flavors. We have a honey apple oat bar, we have a hemp and seed bar, and a blueberry oat bar, and kids just love them, and parents are just excited about that.
I really miss that with my kids, too. I mean, my kids don't have allergies, but we do respect other children in the classroom, and it's really hard to find a good bar that's free of all of these things for my kids to like, and I've given them some of your product, and they do like it, which I think is really important, because if you're going to produce products for these children who have these allergies that doesn't taste good, I don't think it's a win situation. I think then you just don't
That's
give
right.
them a bar, period. So you've done a great job. Now, tell us a bit about your story, Sarah, on how you got to where you are today, your personal family story.
Sure. When my son was about a year and a half, he just had very bad eczema. His whole system was poorly performing. He wasn't well a lot of the time. Worked with a naturopath and an allergist. We found out that he had either allergies or food sensitivities to dairy, egg, wheat, and a real allergy to peanut. So it was sort of a tricky number of months for us where we kind of had to adjust to this new reality of, you know, you take dairy, egg, and wheat out of your list of ingredients that you can serve your kids, suddenly 90% of the food that you can buy off the shelf is not available to you. So we had to do a lot of kind of rethinking, rejigging our habits. And after 3 months, his eczema was gone. All of his digestive issues that had been experiencing were gone. His health was just exceptional. And so we obviously maintained that. And his system has stabilized. We're so excited about seeing his health turn around. Our diets changed as a result, just so that we could all eat as a family together. That's a big part of my philosophy with this business, is just being able to share food. I don't think it's right for people to sit down at a table and everybody has, you know, this or that. You know, we break bread together. You know, sharing food is important. So our family all adjusted. And as a result, we're all so much healthier. And so that was sort of the first of the learning curve for me building the business. And then sort of phase two was exactly what you mentioned earlier, was that the penny dropped when I realized it wasn't just enough to make food for him. It had to be food that all of his friends would enjoy as well, all of his friends with mainstream diets. It didn't matter if, you know, I gave it all to them and they went, oh, you know, we have an expression in our family, which is scrape your tongue, yucky, because there was the first time I handed them out some cakes that I'd made, there was kids that were actually scraping off their tongue. And my son was so embarrassed. And I realized, gosh, it's not enough for him to be able to eat the food. He has to be able to share the food. Yeah. And now we have food because of these bars and cakes. When the kids come over, Sarah, can I have some of your bars? Can I have some of your bars? And my son's so proud to share some food, and it's all food that they all love and they can share, and they're all excited to have it. So, but you know, sort of that two-step process of finding the healthy solution, but then finding it, making it delicious so that everybody could be included.
What was your experience when you were going through this with your son when it came to getting him tested and seeing doctors? Was it difficult to sort of get the natural and the mainstream on side? Like, how did that work for you?
So I had a naturopath that I worked with that came highly recommended from a friend who had been through something very similar. She was fabulous. She just worked through everything very logically and made it as simple as possible for me. And I didn't feel like I was dealing with somebody who was sort of an extremist in her view. She had a very sort of moderate view of things and, you know, how life really works with kids. So she was great, but I had some challenges, like when we went to the allergist, which is the traditional kind of Western medicine. And his response was, no, he only has a peanut allergy. He can go back on the dairy and the egg and the meat, because I'd seen him after I'd been to the naturopath. And very, really poo-pooed this idea that my son might have these food sensitivities. And I was quite angry about it. And I probably had a very silly reaction. My reaction was, well, I'll show him. And I did put my son back on those things. And it lasted about a week. And all of the symptoms came back. And again, it took me a couple of months to, you know, clean out his system again. But in my head, I was, and it sounded like a silly reaction, but it also was good to kind of confirm in my head, it isn't just me making this up. And I know it's not me making it up. You know, when you look at the statistics of what's happening with kids these days, it's not something that parents are making up in their heads. So it's an interesting process to go through, but I'd say to parents that are going through it, you know your child best. Keep an open mind, work with things. You know, don't let, you know, one doctor say, you know, that's silly or, you know, whatever. Really keep an open mind and really work towards your child's health.
I was talking with one of my girlfriends over the weekend, and she's going through something with her daughter from a medical standpoint, and you know, same thing, you know, a nurse was saying, no, she just has a cold. And the mother said, you know, I've known my daughter for 9 years and I know what her colds sound like. And this just sounds different. And sure enough, it was something very, very serious to do with her daughter. But, you know, you're right. As a parent, we really do know our kids, and we do know when something is just a little bit different or not quite right. And so I think that when you have that feeling, or that, you know, you just, something just doesn't feel quite right, you're probably onto something, right?
Yeah, we know our kids. Absolutely, yeah, and we can follow our gut, and we can rest assured that as long as we do, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You know, as long as you're cognizant of not sort of over, you know, mollycoddling them, and it's different to be cognizant of their health and being overprotective. You know, I talk to my son about it. I educate him on it. He's getting to the age where he's now making his own choices. Sometimes he chooses to have a piece of cake at a birthday party, even though he knows he'll have a bit of an upset stomach later. That's his choice, and you know, you're educating them. And you know, those are the things that you follow through on as a parent. And as long as you follow your gut, that you're doing what's right for your kid and make them stronger in the process, you're doing the right thing.
For sure. Now, you started this company, 3M, based on, you know, a mother's experience with her child. Where are you now in your business model? Where do you see yourself going as far as your product and development and distribution?
We started out of North Vancouver. We launched sales less than a year ago, and we're kind of growing mainly around the Vancouver area and sort of reaching further east. I'd like to be a Canadian-wide national brand for this kind of healthy, delicious, safe snacks, especially in the school environment, et cetera, for kids. And, yeah, from there, you know, right at the moment, we have our cakes and brownies and our bars, but There's lots of room with my brand to grow that with various different snacks and foods. And yeah, I think sort of one step at a time, it's just doing the right thing for people out there that, you know, there's a niche in the market that's not filled. And obviously I was frustrated by it not being filled. I kept waiting for somebody to say, hello, you know, this needs to happen, and nobody was doing it. So finally I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. This is making me crazy. So yeah, one step at a time and we'll see how it goes. But I'm so amazed by how positive the response is. Whenever I do a demonstration or a presentation, everybody's so excited about the product, about the concept. They really believe that it's a great concept, really supports the local entrepreneur. It's fabulous to kind of go through the process.
And it tastes really good. Those chocolate ganache things. I can't have more than a package in my house. They're super good. Sarah, congratulations on your company. What is your website?
FreeYum.com. Two E's, two M's. FreeYum. And so FreeYum.com. And for those people that aren't near a store where they can buy our products, we do sell our bars online throughout Canada. We just launched that a couple of weeks ago. So feel free. And always people are welcome to shoot me a message off my website. I'm always having people reach out, and I love to have contact with customers and hear new ideas.
Fantastic. Sarah Clark, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Tammy Lynn. All the best.